Masechet Shavuot, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Bet. Here we'll talk about which type of false swears would obligate a witness to bring a korban. Mishnah says, V'hayavin al zedon ha-shevu'ah. The witnesses would be obligated to bring a korban hatat olev ve'ored for intentionally violating the prohibition of making a false oath. They knew the testimony. They knew they were forbidden to swear falsely. They knew that if one does that, they'd have to bring korban hatat. And that's the scenario. Triple threat. Every one of these pans out. They violated it and they swore falsely. Ve'al shigigata im zedon ha'idut. Also, they would have to bring a korban hatat olev yored for unintentionally violating the isur while denying the testimony on purpose. What does that mean? They made a false oath, but they didn't know it would obligate them to bring a korban hatat. They knew it was wrong what they did, but they never knew the ramifications of what would have happened. So they knew the testimony. They knew that it was forbidden for them to lie, that they didn't know it, but they didn't realize the ramifications that they have to bring a korban. Ve'enan hayavin al shikigata, but they are not obligated to bring a korban for completely unintentionally violating this isur of making a false swear. In this case, they swore because they made a mistake. They believed they didn't know anything to testify, but then later on they remembered that they actually knew something. So in that case, we do not obligate them to bring a korban in that scenario. People who are sitting unintentionally, they totally didn't realize that they knew something. Now we'll talk about the penalty for a false oath under testimony. Umahin hayavin al zedon ha-shevu'ah. What's the obligation for intentionally violating the prohibition of making a false oath? In other words, we're talking about both cases over here. Korban ole ve'ored. You have to bring korban ole ve'ored. We haven't mentioned that yet. We mentioned it out of the Mishnah, but in the words of the Mishnah, we're mentioning it for the first time. What is the obligation for the violation of making a false oath over here in this scenario? A korban ole ve'ored.